Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talk about the season that you're having right now. Obviously, coronavirus is affecting a lot of things. How has it affected the Broadway market, your station in particular?
It's affected us like it's affecting everybody else. We were busy when everybody was rushing, you know, to get their food and their last minute things because they're scared. But right now it's a little slow down, but our Easter season is basically greatly affected because that would be in 2 weeks.
So was it almost everyone stockpiled and then that's affecting you now because now people are living off their stockpile?
Correct. I mean, for Easter, we stockpile everything. You know, we get most of our merchandise has to be ordered or made way in advance. Food-wise, you know, I have produce and then I do flowers and I do Polish wooden eggs and the nesting dolls. So it's like two night and day stands. I'm still open for both, but I'm primarily a food vendor. You know, I'm well stocked with that, with my honey. Right now, I'm selling a lot of honey. A lot of honey, a lot of ginger, because it's very good for you. Local, it's local honey. So if you have colds or allergies or, you know, people are stockpiling on that stuff.
When it was busy, how busy was it? Was it significantly busier than what you'd see on a year-to-year basis?
At this time of year, it was definitely busier. I mean, we're busy first of the month. We get our first of the month clientele. But it was definitely busier than that. You can see people were, you know, buying, panic buying. We definitely did see a lot of that. And then we see a lot of people coming early for Easter because they don't know what's going to happen. So they're coming and getting some of their products that they normally buy during Easter because they're scared that we might close, which we're not closed. We're open. There's a big, you know, there was a little conflict with that. People thought we were closed, but we're not. We're open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5.
How concerned are you, because I imagine Easter is one of the busiest seasons of the year for you guys, how concerned are you?
I'm very concerned, like I'm sure everybody in the world is concerned, because it's the unknown. We don't know what to expect. We don't know how bad things are going to be. The economy is getting affected. People don't have money. I mean, the grocery stores, you know, they're somewhat busier. They're keeping people in their jobs, and that's primarily what we're trying to do is stay open for customers to come shopping, to let people know that we are here to serve them, and we're doing all the compliances that we need to do to know that it's safe to come in here shopping. We're only allowing a certain amount of people in, and they have to keep their space.
It's kind of a catch-22 almost, because people need grocery vendors to remain open, but at the same time, people are worried to go out and buy. So while grocers need to be open, they're also struggling to get the money. Talk about that relationship a little bit and what you think you need from maybe the government to step in.
Well, we're definitely, people are, like, they were panic buying. So now it's going to be to the point where they don't have money. If they're laid off, they were spending every last, you know, money, charging up their credit cards, doing whatever they could do to stockpile, and now it's going to be, where are they going to get, some of them going to get their next paycheck. We've talked to a lot of people that have been applying for unemployment. They're having a hard time getting through, and that's the concern, is because where are people going to get for food? Where are they going to get, you know, if it's not essential, you know what I mean? Where are they going to get this stuff from?
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
No, basically just to reinforce that we are open.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.